From the internet, to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, alert, alert. Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rockin' to do tonight.
What are you waiting for? A graved invitation?
It is time for the Stephen Roy Podcast. Almost forgot who I am. No. It is March 15th, 2025. It's great to be with you here on Radio Free Dish Nuts on the Game Bird server. Thanks to Dish Nut Pat and everyone who makes that podcast server possible, without which there would not be a podcast. The Stephen Roy Show. I'm a poet, don't you know it? We're going to do the Stephen Roy Rumble. I almost said Rumble video. Well, it is a video. Yes, it is. That's why the audio's not great. If you happen to be a radio station listening to the Rumble, that's why. I just kind of have the microphone to the left while recording the Rumble in front of me. Now, I did a different, President's Day, yeah. President's Day, after we got back from Las Vegas, where we had a great time. Saw the Blue Man Group Friday, then went to Fremont Street, which was awesome. Quite the spectacle. A lot of Mary Jane floating there, if you're allergic to that. Yeah. And but anyway, we had a great time. Great bands, several band shows. I think they have like three band shells there, one on either end and then one in the middle. Truly enjoyed that. Enjoyed walking around. No, the showgirls aren't worth seeing, if you've heard about them. And apparently they used to be a lot more aggressive. I think the city is probably clamped down on that. They stay in their little circle. So as long as you stay away from their little circle, they won't get you. And we went crazy, man. We stayed up till like midnight. Both nights we were there. Yeah, that's funny because it's crazy for us. Then we went to saw the Eagles concert on Saturday night at the Sphere. If you haven't been there, do it. Just make sure you don't get a seat underneath the suites like we had. Then you miss about two-thirds of the screen. And that screen is 18 times the size of an IMAX screen. So it's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome if you haven't been there. Truly enjoyed that. Had a room overlooking the Sphere. Now, we probably won't have to do that again, but that was the first time I'd seen it. Hadn't been to Las Vegas since 2001. Yeah, 24 years. Well, actually, a little more than 24 years. It was probably the summer of 2001. Went there because we had a free room from the cable radio network. A free room, free meal and drink. I want to say meal and drink ticket. I don't know. Meal and drink set up for good money. So, and then my ex-wife hit like a $250 jackpot. So it was basically a free weekend. It was pretty awesome. And we walked the entire strip. Now, Dee and I didn't walk the entire strip. I'm not 24 years younger anymore. So what was I then? 34-ish? Yeah. Would have been 34-ish because I'm 58 now. Anyway, had a good time in Las Vegas. That's why I only recorded a 30-minute rumble as always, but a one-hour podcast. And I sat here facing the microphone and then just kind of glancing over to the video camera for the Rumble. Well, that wasn't good, so won't do that anymore. So that's why you hear the audio go down a little bit. Now, I'm mentioning this because there's probably radio stations listening to the podcast right now. Thank you for listening. Thank you for considering me. I do appreciate that. Speaking of which, looks like the audio changed on the playout computer. Beep. Got that right now. All right, let's go ahead and do the Rumble. Take the headphones off because, you know, I have a great face for radio and it looks so much better without the headphones. All right. Lights are on, but nobody's home. No. You ready? Let me take a drink of my coffee. Make sure the X is ready. You can join me on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. That's where you can join me on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. I have 6,637 followers as of this morning. Thank you so much. If you're one of them, you can follow me. As long as you don't say crazy stuff. If you do that, then I'll block you forever. That's right, forever. Replies. All right, we're ready. Let's do the Rumble. Hey, welcome to the Rumble. That's Stephen Roy Rumble for March 15th, the year of our Lord, 2025. Thank you so much for watching. If you're a radio station, that, as I mentioned on the podcast, if you happen to be watching this Rumble, thank you so much for considering me. As you can see, I have a great face for radio, so should be perfect for your station. Look, your listeners will love me. I don't know why. I don't know why, but people generally love me. Now, the funniest comment that I've probably ever received was I was out on a remote, for those of you not in radio, means you're not at the station. I don't even remember what it was for, but I was doing a live remote, and this woman walked up to me, and she goes, "Oh, you're Steve." It's like, what did you think I was going to be like? This blonde, handsome surfer from my voice? Is that what you thought? No. Like I said, I'm a big guy. I stand 6 feet tall. I'm not embarrassed. I weigh 290 pounds. Now, I was almost 300 pounds at the starting of the year. Dee and I have been trying to diet, but you know, when you travel and stuff, it's difficult. And I'm not going to sacrifice when we're on vacation. So I got down to 290. Gained a pound on our weekend to Las Vegas, lost the pound again, and I've been about the same this week, which means I ate too much last week. But anyway, if I didn't exercise, I'd be well over 300 pounds, I'm sure. Believe me, at 58 years old, I'm in better shape today than when I was 40. It's truly, truly, because I'm active. I exercise 5 days a week. And, of course, you know, Dee's a slave driver around the house. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Our yard's so small. Today, and then my brother-in-law got me one of those backpack blowers, a rechargeable backpack blower for Christmas. And because I complained about the blower that I have. Well, let me tell you why. It's West Texas. We have this thing in West Texas called Yankee repellent, okay? And yesterday, if you haven't been here when the wind's blowing, you will not stay. If you are not West Texas tough, you won't live here. You have to be West Texas tough. I've lived here since June 1st, 2017. That's when I arrived back in the United States of America, north of Muleshoe, and I love it here. I do. So if you can take the occasional wind and dust storm, as it was yesterday. So thank you, brother-in-law, D Jr., for buying me the backpack blower. I can blow our patio, our backyard, our front walkway, and the sidewalk in like less than an hour. I can blow all that. I can blow out the garage because I have a backpack blower. I used a little one last week just to blow the front porch, path, sidewalk, but now after this dust storm, there's going to be a lot more dust. Now, I made the mistake of wearing my backpack blower without eye protection. I mean, this eye looked, I don't know if you noticed it on a previous Rumble, but it looked like I had pink eye almost. Not as bad as pink eye. I've had that before. Not fun. Do not touch fecal matter, be it cat, dog, or what have you, and then touch your eye. Or your change your child's diaper without washing your hands, you will get pink eye. Ooh, that's not fun. Anyway, I'm digressing a bit. So if you are a radio station watching my Rumble, I have literally lived all over the United States. So when people complain about West Texas,
oh, I hate the wind and dust.
Okay, I get that. You're not tough. You're not West Texas tough. You can't live here. But if you don't like it here,
well, there's nothing to do. I don't know how you could say that.
I mean, if I was retired and had unlimited funds, I'd be going to a concert every week at the Cactus Theater. We have a great historic theater here that has great stuff. Firefall's playing soon, if it hasn't already. We saw Oak Ridge Boys at the Cactus, and thank God we did, because the lead singer passed away. I mentioned that on a previous show. Sad news. But I had no idea that he had some kind of nerve thing, like on the left side of his body. He could barely walk. He was almost carried when we saw him. And let me tell you something. That man could still sing. Talk about a gift from God. Oh, my gosh, he could still sing. That was a great concert. I truly enjoyed it. Truly enjoyed it. No intermission. Now, they talked between songs, and each member took time to talk. Really enjoyed hearing the bass singer was a stand-in for their regular guy who was sick. He was still great. He's from West Virginia. Talk about an awesome voice. And when the mountain man talked, he talked so long, I got to use the restroom. So I had my own little intermission. But we've seen great cover bands too, like Seeger System, like Free Fallen. Both great, great. I mean, when I saw the Seeger System during the intermission, I went to the restroom, and this old man, well, I'm 58, he was probably 78. He said, oh my gosh, if I closed my eyes, I thought that was Bob. He's right. They're good. We've seen them twice, 2 years in a row. Hopefully they come back this year. Anyway, my point is, there is plenty to do in West Texas. If you don't like sports, well, I guess you're not going to go to Tech football or basketball games. I've been to lots of football games in the 8 years that I've been here. Three basketball games. Still enjoyed it. The only one that Dee and I went to this year was the day after Thanksgiving. Had great seats. We bought at the last minute. They were like $38 each, and like, I don't know, 15 rows up. But right behind Jeff Haxson, the play-by-play guy for Texas Tech, who's a great guy. I've met him twice at United. Couldn't be nicer. And I was even talking to Diem this morning about referees and how terrible they are, which is why Tech lost the national championship in 2019. Bad call right at the end. Terrible call. And then I remembered the Iowa State football game when the referees were so bad, the regular play-by-play guys, talked about it being bad, and they got banned from doing the last game. And then Jeff Haxton and Chris Lovell had to do the last game. Met Chris Lovell at a sub sandwich place up the road from here on Slide, below 98th. Not going to advertise for him. They don't advertise on the show. And couldn't have been nicer guy. Chris Lovell, good guy. So, and I met Jeff McIntyre. It's awesome. It's awesome when you get to meet the people you hear on the radio all the time, right? And that's one thing I really enjoyed about working full-time in radio. You know, people would, they'd know me by voice. And before, in my first venture in broadcasting was public access television. And, you know, we'd be out at a San Gabriel Valley shopping, and you'd see someone go, hey, how you doing, brother? So they noticed my face from my TV show. So that's kind of cool. And as Frank Kramer, who's a radio guy in L.A., still today, last I heard he was doing a morning show in L.A., him and Heidi. Well, Frank said, if you have never had a stalker, then you haven't made it in radio. And when I was on the air in Alaska, I had a stalker, and it was weird. I was sitting there eating supper, and this woman walks up. She was my client. She had a salon, and so she was a client of the radio station. She walks up, and she goes, hi, you must be so-and-so. Steve has said so much about you on the radio. And that was weird, you know, introducing herself to my ex-wife
you know, at a restaurant. I mean, it was kind of freaky. It wasn't like violent or anything, but it was weird. So that's what it's like, you know, when you become infamous. Infamous, that's a great word. All right, let's get to the X since we're already 9 minutes into the Rumble. You can join me on the X at Stephen Roy Radio, at Stephen Roy Radio. The Rumble's in the same place, Stephen Roy Radio. So, yeah, you can check it out there. Have you heard about a lot of social media influencers being swatted? That's right. Gunther Engelmann was swatted. He follows me. I think Cat Turd was swallowed. Sorry, Cat Turd. Swatted. Yeah. I know he didn't do that. Sorry, Cat Turd. He doesn't follow me. So maybe that's where I got swatted and followed, merged together. Oh, well. Sorry, Cat Turd. He won't see this. He won't even know about it because he doesn't even know who I am. But Gunther follows me. So I'm sorry to hear about that. Just try that in West Texas and we'll see how that works out for you. If you call in and have, I doubt you'll have me swatted, but if you have somebody swatted, I'm not going to feel sorry for you when you do the popo perp walk to the pokey, because that's the most terrible thing that you could do. You're trying to get someone killed. That's what you're doing when you're swatting them. Well, Cash Patel, the FBI director, said this: "I want to address the alarming rise in swatting incidents targeting media figures. The FBI is aware of this dangerous trend, and my team and I are already taking action to investigate and hold those responsible accountable. This isn't about politics. Weaponizing law enforcement against any American is not only morally reprehensible, but also endangers lives, including those of officers. This will not be tolerated. We are fully committed to working with local law enforcement to crack down on these crimes. More updates to come." And then Valentina, see here, said that she was swatted. Cash, not swatted, worse. Well, I don't know if this is worse, but it's terrible. "Cash, my dogs were poisoned. Someone tried to kill my father. I've had countless death threats. And the St. Louis FBI office where I used to live was absolutely useless and ignored everything that was going on. This is pure domestic terrorism." Well, she left Missouri because now she's in Texas. And doesn't say that she's a representative, but I think she's running for Congress. ValentinaForCongress.com is her website. So, yep, looks like she's running for Congress. I followed her, and we'll see if she follows me back. But anyway, that's what's happening. People are being swatted, and you deserve to be prosecuted if you do it. Well, this is something I didn't know about. I'm not going to mention the name of the pasta, but you can see it here on the screen. Charlie says, "For all you pasta lovers, here's what you need to know about pasta in a nutshell." Pardon the pun. "The only pasta you should be buying is made in Italy with organic durum wheat, which should be extruded using a bronze dye. It must only have three ingredients: wheat, eggs, and salt. That's it." And ironically, I haven't been buying this brand or even paying attention. But the last time that I bought pasta, an Italian brand was on sale, and I bought three boxes of thick spaghetti from that pasta company. Let me tell you something. I made chicken Alfredo, which is so easy to make. I mean, I'm not a great cook. I was a cook in the Marine Corps. I can make great eggs. Made eggs this morning. Scrambled eggs, less eggs than usual, which is good because I'm on a diet. So all I did was saute onions. Yes, I did. I sauteed onions until they're brownish. And then throw in 5 eggs. I scrambled 5 eggs, just a little bit of milk. I even use that low lactose milk for Dee because she's slightly lactose intolerant. And so, and then I added some sausage, some like pre-cooked sausage, which is fine for a scramble. And then added cheese and mixed it all in together. I prefer cheese on top. Dee likes it in the scrambled egg, so that's how I make it for her. made that. And then I had biscuits, just, you know, some canned biscuits that I had already made, which I have mastered. 14 minutes at 375. I'm starting to sound like a cooking show now. But anyway, that was a good breakfast. I like to cook breakfast on Saturday morning. And then on Sunday, we go to church. So I don't usually make breakfast on Sunday. We usually have, you know, something left over or just some toast, you know, something light. Oh, believe me, for a few weeks, I was eating Frosted Flakes, bought that ginormous box, that family-sized box of Frosted Flakes. Since I have not been doing as good as I should do on my diet, I stopped buying that. So, all over the United States and apparently in Berlin, it just happened. People are attacking Tesla charging stations, which is stupid. And they're vandalizing Teslas. Now, why would you do that? Now, Tesla is an American car company. Those cars are made in America. If you consider yourself any kind of leftist idiot, aren't you also trying to stop global warming? Farce. If you're trying to do that, then why would you do that to an electric car? Well, because it's Eli and he's working with Trump. Well, you're an idiot. Okay? You're an idiot. Because if you think it's okay to spend $100 million for Iraqi Muppet shows and for trans rats and to develop the Wuhan flu, well, if you think that's okay, well, then you are completely consumed with Trump derangement syndrome. In fact, I think you must have late-term Trump derangement syndrome. So if you have terminal TDS, there's nothing I can do for you. I will pray for you. I will pray that God saves your demonic soul. May God have mercy on your soul. Yes, that I will do. I will pray for you. But that's about all I can do for you if you think it's okay to do all this ridiculousness, like scratching swastikas into a Cybertruck. Here's a dude right here. Man was arrested for drawing a swastika on a Cybertruck belonging to a Jewish man in Brooklyn. Michael Lewis, let's make him famous. Michael Lewis, 42, describes himself as a geek of all trades, master of few. He was charged with aggravated harassment for drawing a swastika on a Cybertruck. After the incident, he abandoned his Subaru in a bike lane and ran. So I guess a Cybertruck is bad, but a Japanese Subaru is okay. Now, I had a Subaru Outback back in, when was that? The early 2000s? Yeah. When I moved to Bend, Oregon in 2001, I traded my Corvette, my 97 Corvette I bought in 2000, had 1,700 miles on it. That's right, a 97 black coupe. Beautiful Corvette. I got that thing up to 147. It would have gone 165. Fastest car, best handling car I ever had. Not practical, though. And then when I moved to Bend, Oregon, it was like the worst winter in 10 years. So what was I going to do? Leave the Corvette in the garage all winter? So I traded it in for a Subaru. I S you not. Drove it all the way to Carson City. Came back in a Subaru Outback. Now that car got great traction in the snow, but it didn't stop. Worth a dang. Did not stop good in the snow. Terrible brakes. I kick myself now because at that time, it was in the 90s. I can't even remember when I traded it in. Probably when I was in Bend, Oregon, I traded in my Tahoe, which was like one payment away from being paid off. I should have kept it. It was so nice. It was a 90-something Tahoe two-door with barn doors in the back. That thing had like probably a 350, had plenty of power. The brakes were so good in the snow. Anti-lock brakes worked so good in the snow. I had big tires put on it. And then not long after I moved to Bend, Oregon, I traded it in for an Excursion. Because I used to drive from Bend, Oregon to LA every 4th of July and Christmas. And I took it one time before I moved to Southeast Alaska for my first full-time radio job. And I could stretch out sideways in the back. I mean, I had to bend my knees a little bit, but I could lay down in the back while my ex-wife was driving. Yeah, that's how much room there was. The Excursion is the biggest SUV ever made, the biggest production SUV ever made. It was on a F-350 chassis, where the Tahoe's on an F-250 chassis. The Excursion's on an F-150 chassis. I don't know. Now, who knows? Who knows what they put stuff on now? So let's make this idiot famous. Almost 90 minutes later, this brain surgeon returned to retrieve his car, only to find four cops and a reporter waiting for him. Good. I hope his car was impounded. But, you know, charged with aggravated harassment in New Yorkistan, he was probably arrested and let go in an hour and got a little fine. What do you bet? That's probably what happened. New Yorkistan. So sad. Here's an important report from this website I'm not going to mention because they don't follow me. Free Press investigation finds the Trump resistance is being funded by the ultra wealthy. Yeah, because they want their gravy train to continue. People like Billy Gates and Grandpa George Soros, they want their gravy train to keep coming. Oh, Doge has exposed their gravy train and it's being cut off. That's why they're funding this anti-President Trump BS. The investigation finds a massive dark money network in Washington, D.C. called Arabella Advisors, funded by billionaires such as Billy Gates, Reid Hoffman, and mega donor Grandpa George. eBay founder Pierre Omidyar is also involved. This organization, Families Over Billionaires, is staffed by former Bribin and cackling Cami officials, and Bribin officials are manning this anti-American BS. This director, Michael Linden, was in Bribin's White House Office of Management and Budget, crapping away money. He's arguably the most powerful, which is, of course, the most arguably powerful agency in the government. If you go to Washington, D.C., corporate documents, if you go in Washington, D.C., corporate documents, you can see Families Over Billionaires doesn't actually exist at all. It's a trade name for a massive dark money operation in the swamp of D.C. They're paying for propaganda against the American people. Right now, it's just releasing advertisements on YouTube, a sort of grandmothers and younger people rising concerns about tax cuts. These paid actors funded by the most wealthy people in the country so they can steal your money, my money. They're creating narratives. They're telling people this is what you need to believe. And if you repeat it enough times, there are idiots that will believe it. It's important for people to be aware that an organization that calls itself grassroots and similar groups, so that's not what it is at all. Families Over Billionaires. Billy Gates, a family man? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now let me remind you why Melinda Gates left Billy Gates. Do you know that Melinda Gates funded our local YWCA, built a beautiful building out of an old Kmart, built by Melinda Gates? That's a good thing. Billy Gates went to Epstein Island 8,793 times. And that's why Melinda left him, because he's a pedo. You heard me right. Billy Gates is a pedo. Kill Bill Clinton is a pedo. That's right. I wouldn't doubt if Hillary is a pedo. All those people like Prince Andrew, wasn't that his name? The dude that went to the royal guy that lost all of his authority because of his pedo actions. Wasn't he one of the dudes that went there too? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, here's a news flash from your Uncle Stephen. Nobody, not one client, not one John, not one pedo has been prosecuted, except no clients have been prosecuted. Only Giselle Maxwell and Epstein was Arkansided. Yes, he was. So that's the first time in American history that I know of that a madam
Giselle Maxwell was prosecuted, but none of her clients. Kind of reminds me of Heidi Fleiss. Were any of Heidi Fleiss's clients prosecuted? Probably not, because they're rich. Just like there's rich pedos that went to Pedo Island. Ugh. Makes me ill. Did you know that actress Carrie Moss turned down many really, really good roles to raise her family? That's right. When her son was born, she turned down several big-time roles to spend with her family. And I think that's awesome. Stephen Roy may have done the same thing. That's right, Stephen Roy. I have been confused a few times over the years. I started podcasting in 2012, and I have been confused for that Stephen Roy, Carrie Moss's husband, but obviously that's not me. My name really is Stephen Roy, but no, that's not me. Carrie Moss is not my wife. This is a great, Big Fish posted this, and I think this is so awesome. He said, "We have come a long way from watching Bribin stumble in his Hokas." Remember they put him in Hokas so he didn't fall down? That's the shoes that nurses wear because they're extra padded on the bottom. They're good shoes. That's what Dee wears. She's a nurse. That's what she wears. "We have come a long way from watching Bribin stumble his way across the White House lawn to Marine One." And here's a picture. I saw a video yesterday of President Trump. And that's Elon's son. He calls him little. I guess they call him Lil X, which is awesome. And so he kind of held his hand while they went to the plane, when they went to the helicopter. Then he picked him up and put him on the stairs of the helicopter. Now, if you didn't know, yesterday they launched the Dragon X. SpaceX launched the Dragon Crew 10 capsule to the International Space Station. And that was an awesome launch. They had a problem with there's a clamp on the tower that holds the SpaceX like this. Holds the first stage booster like that. Apparently it was having trouble releasing. So they had to put a hold on the launch at like 49 seconds holding on Wednesday. Well, last night they launched the Falcon 9 rocket, and the Dragon capsule is now in orbit with four astronauts. And those four astronauts are going to stay on the International Space Station. Then the four astronauts that are there, including the two that were abandoned by the Bribin Slide House, so there wouldn't be bad politics, they didn't bring them home. They were supposed to be up there like 6 days. They were up there for 9 months. Well, they're coming home probably tomorrow, because it's like 11 something Eastern tonight that they're going to dock. The Crew 10 capsule, the Dragon capsule, will dock with the International Space Station, and then they will leave tomorrow. No, it's not tomorrow. It's Wednesday. They dock tonight, come home Wednesday. I do remember they said Wednesday. Why? Well, because there's a handover procedure. When the astronauts that are there, before they leave, they will show the new astronauts everything that's going on up there. Then those four astronauts will stay. There's two women astronauts. There's a cosmonaut. And then there's a Japanese astronaut. They will stay. The four astronauts that are there will come home. I believe there's three Americans and a Russian cosmonaut that are coming home. Could be wrong. I mean, it doesn't really matter who exactly the people are. The good news is that they got the launch done yesterday. And then what always amazes me the most, I mean, the launch is critical, obviously, that it launches safely until that Dragon capsule is in orbit. But what's always awesome to me is almost every day they launch a Falcon 9 rocket. And it's always awesome when it comes back down to the Earth and lands. Now, the booster that shot that Crew 10 Dragon capsule, that was the second time the booster launched, the second launch for that booster, because they come back down to Earth and then land on a landing pad, which is just so awesome. You know, I remember when they first started doing that, they were trying to land on a drone ship, and they still use the drone ship,
which is still awesome. And I didn't realize how big the Dragon 9 is until I saw it being towed back into dock, back onto land with the drone ship. And even more awesome than that is the Starship. The Starship booster is 20 stories tall. That's as tall as the tallest building in Lubbock, Texas, right here in West Texas. 20 stories tall. Imagine coming back down to Earth and then chopsticks, catch the Starship booster 20 stories tall. It's just truly incredible. So I was happy to see that. Did you see yesterday that some reporter's boom microphone smacked President Trump in the face? He looks at her and he's like, "What are you doing? You know what? You don't realize this, but you're going to be famous tonight." Because she smacked President Trump in the face with a freaking boom microphone. Boom! What a dork. I'll tell you. Well, that's going to do it for me on today's Rumble. I hope you enjoy the Rumble video. We enjoy bringing it to you. Hey, you have a great evening. You have a great day. Have a great week. Yes. Now you have to. Did I tell you? I know I've told you before on the podcast where that came from. Where that came from, the now, yes, now you have to. A kid that I played Colt baseball with, David. David was on my book face, which I don't even have anymore. I deactivated it. And which, you know, was awesome. About the time that book face was worthless, because I was in book face jail all the time, Elon started the purchase of Twitter. And so at that time, that's when I first started really using Twitter. I've been on it since like 2009, but that was when I really first started using it, when Elon started the purchase. So I deactivated my bookface. Well, anyway, David said on bookface, I said, "Hey, have a great weekend." And he goes, "Wow, you say that like I have to." And that's how it started. Yes, now you have to. Because you made it sound like I have to. You know, in West, I didn't realize the science behind farming until I lived in West Texas. I mean, it is quite the science. Growing cotton is quite the science. It's truly incredible. Now, on our local AM, FM talk radio station, they play an agricultural report every Monday through Friday at 12:01 p.m. Yes, 12:01 p.m. after the top of the hour news. Well, anyway, I didn't realize what a science it is. I love West Texas. I love even driving through West Texas. Yes, it's very flat, but I find it very beautiful. And you don't appreciate all the work that goes into a farm until you see for yourself all the stuff that they do to grow crops. And, you know, if you like to eat and wear clothes, yeah, you might like cotton. I mean, what are you going to wear? Polyester? I don't know about you, but I prefer my lead-coated clothing from China. No, we should be growing cotton here. So that's why I'm going to play this one for you first. And that's Paul Harvey, God Made a Farmer.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, "I need a caretaker." So God made a farmer. God said, "I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board." So God made a farmer. God said, "I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then paying from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God said, "I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark,
So God made a farmer. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners. Somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk. Somebody who'd bale a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing. Who would laugh, and then sigh, and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what Dad does. So God made a farmer.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
If you haven't climbed up to Enchanted Rock, drink a cold shiner down in Lickenbach, taking your baby to the river walk, then you ain't met my Texas yet. If you haven't floated down the El Frio, heard red dirt music on your radio, Eden Cooper's down in Llano, you ain't met my Texas yet. You haven't been to the Houston Rodeo, saying carry on at a packed green show. If you ain't seen an Abilene sunset, then you ain't met my Texas yet.
Never got a drive down in Port A, heard the words of Corpus Christi Bay. Never seen fireworks on PK. You ain't met my Texas yet. Haven't had a Kolache when you go through West. Never heard of the Larry Joe Taylor Fest. Ain't polished pop country crap sounds the best. You ain't met my Texas yet. You hadn't been to the Fort Worth Star Show, sang along with Corey Morrow. If you ain't seen a hill country sunset, you ain't met my Texas yet.
Say you haven't hiked through Big Bend, had your hair blown back by Lubbock wind, been somewhere where they call you friend, you ain't met my Texas yet. You haven't been to the San Antonio Rodeo, sang ever clear at a Traeger show. If you ain't seen an El Paso sunset, you ain't met my Texas yet. No, you ain't met my Texas yet.
I got no direction. We're all playing the same game. We're all looking for redemption, just afraid to say the name. So caught up now in pretending, but what we're seeking is the truth. I'm just looking for a happy ending. All I'm looking for is you. You came upon the wave all the way. You're the reason I'm still here, yeah. Am I the one you were sent to say? You came upon the wave all the way. I wandered out into the water, and I thought that I might. I don't know what I was after. Just know I was going down. That's when you found me. Not afraid anymore. You said, you know, I always had you, baby. Just waiting for you to find what you were looking for.
Okay. traveling all across this land, me and you. And we'll end up hand in hand, somewhere down on the sand, just me and you. Just as free, free as we'll ever be. Just as free, free as we'll ever be. Travel till the city lights dissolve into a country sky, just me and you. Lay underneath the harvest moon, do all the things that lovers do, just me and you. Just as free, we'll ever be. Just as free, free as we'll ever be. And ever be. No, we don't have a lot of money. No, we don't have a lot of money. No, we don't have a lot of money. Traveling all across this land, me and you.
RAAA, bite me.
Denied.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Go!
Well, the land down.
The who? The her.
Don't make me smack you.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
From the internet, to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, alert, alert. Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
What are you waiting for? A graved invitation?
It is hour number two of the Stephen Roy Show, and yes, I am he. I am the Stephen Roy. Got some good stuff to play for you in the second hour of the Stephen Roy podcast for March 15th, 2025. You know what that means, right? The rant-free second hour? That's less Stephen, more fun stiff. Let's start with this one. And something else I forgot to put back into the intro. That'll be fun too next. I hope you enjoy it. And I'm trying to think of another song too. That's why the audio's low. Yep. That's right. That's why the audio's low. I don't know. I wonder why that happens. I noticed in the rockin' music, it got all quiet. It's because it turned down, but that's all right. This is a great song from Billy Currington. He played here in West Texas, I don't know, a year or so ago, because my colleague went to see him live, said he was very funny, very good. So there you have it. Well, this is a song by him that is so fun, and I'm trying to find the other one. I think I remember who it was by, but we'll find it. Don't be a scares. This is Billy Currington on the Stephen Roy Show. You know why? Because God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
This old man and me, we're at the bar and we're having us some beers and swapping night on. Talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew. What all we old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me, yeah. But God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. Said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face, front page obituary. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drop by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
I pledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos, nachos for all.
Hey, you want to see a good movie? I saw a movie yesterday on the Flix that was so much fun. It really was. It's called Electric Slate. Electric State. Not Slate. Electric State. Check it out on the Flix. Chris Pratt. Good movie. And I'm not going to say anything more than that because they don't sponsor the show. But I believe this song was in it. Lots of great classic rock. Here's Boston on the Stephen Roy Podcast.
Thank you.
Everybody got their Bibles?
Yes, Nathan's going to meet us at church. Come on, we gotta go.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all.
Seven and one of those number nines.
Then I want $100 on a scratch off ticket, bought 2 12 packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all but she was wrong. I was calling number 5 on the radio station, won a 4 day, 3 night beach vacation, deep sea senorita fishing down.
My God, RFD.
That's right. You tell them. That's, of course, Luke Combs with When Rains It Pours. What a great song. Isn't that great? It is. It's great. Let me turn the monitor down before I feedback. I thought I heard something funny before. Anyway, we got a concert coming up in West Texas in May, and Dee and I just bought tickets for it, and I'm looking so forward to it. It's Mercy Me and Zach Williams. Looking forward to that. Great seats, great tickets, great concert. Never seen Mercy Me or Zach Williams for that matter. Looking forward to it. So this song is from Mercy Me. Then Christ Came. Made me cry first time I heard it. That's going to do it for me today. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next time. Have a great week. Yes, now you have to.
In the middle of the battle, I was broken. I was broken. It was only getting darker. In the valley of the shadow, I was hopeless. I was hopeless. I never thought that I would ever see the day when every single chain would break. Or hear the voice of heaven call my name. Then Christ came, changing everything. He took my sin and shame away. Now every song I sing will be for him. Ever since the moment he walked in, then Christ came. I was searching for a reason to believe that I could ever really matter, ever matter. And I was hoping, I was reaching, so desperate for my soul to find its savior. Oh, I need a savior. Then Christ came, changing everything. He took my sin and shame.
Touch of your hand. There's so many ways a man can go wrong. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You lean into my kiss and close those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something right. Anywhere you wanna go, baby, show me the way. I'm open to suggestions, whatever you say. Tonight's about giving you what you want, whatever it takes. Girl, I hope I'm on the right road, judging by the smile. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something.
Know they could save hundreds on car insurance.
That's what happens when you don't play the next song.
There was a secret chord.
Pentatonics.
That David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah. Saw her bailing on the roof, her beauty.
to the kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the
forever, forever worship you. I can only to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. When all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
it's all about. 'Cause baby, half the fun is in us figuring it all out.
She'd take Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. And wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. At a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln. The night is black as the
coffee he was drinking. And then the waitress eyes he sees, the same old light is shining. He thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I wanna see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a winding road when you're in the lost and found. You're a lover, I'm a runner, and we go round and round. And I love you, but I leave you. I don't want you, but I need you. You know it's you that calls me back here, baby. When I close my eyes, I see you. No matter where I am, I can smell your perfume through these whispering pines. I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the weather, but I know soon we'll be together. And I can't wait till then. I can't wait till.
Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still within the sound of silence.
In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my silence.
And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing. Yeah.
whispered in the sound of silence. There's a tear in your eye that's reflecting the fire's glow. And I wish this night would never end. The sun ain't gonna be my friend. Lying here waiting and wishing I knew when. Show me some secret for making this time stand still. And somewhere, sometime from now, together again somehow, all of the waiting will seem like a moment and then.